Será que temos falado em um lugar do Beis?
Aparentemente se chama
Move on to another and start with work. So let's first finish off on that level, please. One of the things that I did mention before we carry on, there was a discussion whether Shoy, we're learning from Shabbos, we're learning from Chamorich, Chamorich, from Shabbos, whether it's a Vereshova or a Gil. We also had a question, I can use the same Vereshova for a few times. So we said it was just a gil. Chat, you see here, sorry, by Shabbos, those of you that are showing me, but I am so to everywhere. It means the same. I found on Shabbos, that's how the place you have learned in Purush, that's how you understood it. And then to me, gil, it's not really the Shabbos, it shows on the other side. And that is, which we haven't learned yet, but the place you have learned in gil. But there's a deal in places. And I've been here on the island, which was with the event to share, but only about 4 or 5 weeks. But the idea is there where he said it's called the Xer Shava. So it's a bit unclear, right? Is it a Xer Shava or is it a Gil? If it's a Xer Shava, so we see a Chiddush, and you can have from one Xer Shava, since it's all the same idea, you can use it to tell me a number of different places. That's a Chiddush if it's a Xer Shava, which is what Jesus calls it. He calls it Xer Shava. And then the Shabbos clearly doesn't just in giving down. Just we see here, it's the Torah refers to show. So it's always the Torah refers to show. Okay, that was the first point I want to mention, which came out of the Shabbos. Moving on now to the call here for the cross of Rama Code, which is the first one that I just want, Mandalam Base.
First one is what?
Who? The first word in the line is who?
Who?
Yeah. It's about.
Who?
Right.
Who?
Who? Full stop. Period. We just left off saying that. It says, Kol.
The whole band of the Kol is coming out. Who? It doesn't include
anything. It doesn't include not just Nafkabeim, it doesn't include also Chais, but not just Chais, it doesn't include. Oifis as well. So, creating a Gemara, because I want to code the real Yuguyo, or whenever this is the word code, it's coming to include everything. When it comes to Maisa, Shani, Shani is that you are paid the Maisa Shani. With the money you buy food in Yerushalayim. So it says, what can you buy? It says, when a Sato, but the same cold, it says the word cold. We're going to call the Oshina Labour Kalaprat. And nevertheless, we don't say it comes to include everything. We say it's a Kalaprat of Mal. The Tanya, the prices is going to start on a Kesif. The Apostle says that the money, you can give it for whatever you desire. The call is a cloud, everything, whatever you want. Then it's cloud. For example, it's specifying it as grant. That's what the Bible says. Just like Boko, Tsoy, Yain, Sheikho, they are all pre-mikri. They're all considered pre-mikri. Pre-mikri means that the thing that was produced was from something itself while reproduced. The pre-mikri. A sheep is from a sheep, which came from a zera of a sheep. Right? So it's a pre-mikri. And it's gidulei karka. Boker, tzoi, yayin, sheikha, all considered gidulei karka. Yayin, sheikha, it's clear why it's gidulei karka. Even Bokhan Tsoyin are called Gidulei Karka because even Bokhan Tsoyin are considered Gidulei Karka
because
they're not the
No, they
do the That's not Gidulei Karka. Gidulei Karka means that they grow from the
ground. Because they eat grass.
They eat grass. Eat grass, right. Because they eat grass and they eat herbs while they're eating, and that's how they live. So they are also considered Yitule in Kavaka.
What does Yitule in Kavaka, according to what we were saying, means things that are things that eat
vegetation? Growing from the ground. Growing from the ground can mean literally, physically coming out of the ground. Or growing from the ground in this term, which means it is growing from the ground. It's growing because it's eating things from the ground. Yitule.
One second, pull out.
Yep.
I'm trying to send it directly. They give you a kalka. Wasn't sufficient to say one of them?
No.
Okay. Wow. So, same plea we played. That would necessarily include certain things that are not plea we played. Like in Mashal.
Plea we played actually says mushrooms. Mushrooms are considered not plea we played.
Okay.
They don't grow from another mushroom. They grew from there.
And they also don't grow from the ground either.
That's a good shot, yeah. Rashi elsewhere says, what's the exclusion of Yitule Karka? Mushrooms. Rashi doesn't say that here. Because the shy is something which grows in its real place, like on a bucket or something like that. They're even crates of bricks from on Shabbos. So would that then find the status of Yitule Karka? So. An example of something which is not Yitule Karka is fish, for instance. Fish is not Yitule Karka. How do fish survive? What they eat?
They either eat other fish or they eat seaweed. Or they eat the seaweed and things like that that grow from but they are the floor of the oceans. Is that part there or not?
No.
Is the floor of the oceans?
No, they eat fungus. I don't know this. I'm not.
But they are pleaky bleak.
No, I haven't.
But they are pleaky bleak.
Right.
So why do you have both attributes?
Like all these four. All these four are pre and
Yitule Karka.
All these four are.
Fish are not the Yitule Karka. Even though they're eating free, that's not good enough. They can't do this monster shaming money. They eat vegetation on the ground.
We're
definitely referring to Bakala and Yitule Karka.
Yeah.
And the Rabbi is saying the reason is because they eat vegetation as opposed to because they were. Hashem created them from the ground.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, we're going to see in the basis, but we're going to talk about it soon. The Rashi and Tosis and Shabbos sign, you don't know what things, that's how it comes to it. It grows from the ground, it eats from the ground. Right, so the Gemara says, just like Bokhan, Tzoyin, Yayin, Sheva, all considered pre and the Gedulei Karka, so too, after all, has to be pre, Mepri, and Gedulei Karka. So Mamela, what's excluding? Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, pre, Mepri. Rashi, pre, Mepri, you see it?
Yeah.
Everyone sees
it? First word is Hakol.
First word is Hakol, yeah, pre, Mepri. Vlad, mi Vlad, there has to be a Vlad from a Vlad. Example is Yayin, mi Almonim. Shecha, mi Tzmoy. Limutei. This excludes kamayin with pitrios. Pitrios, I know, is mushrooms. Somebody told me kamayin are called truffles, but I don't know what truffles are. Some type of
mushroom. Like mushroom.
Yeah, so
it's a fungus.
A fungus type of thing that doesn't grow from another seed, but rather, obviously, things have whatever. Well, mayim and melach are not called gidulei karka. They are not called prima tree. They are not prima tree. Of Gedulei Karka, why are we saying also needs to be Gedulei Karka? Then put a dog in, Shein Anikin, with Kesem Mice. So you can't buy with use Kesem Mice to buy salt because it's not free and free. You can't use water because it's not free and free. And you can't use that money to buy fish, sushi, or whatever you want because it's not Gedulei Karka. Okay, that's what the deal is. But we're learning Kalabra the Kalam. We're learning Kalabra. There's Aharon Rashi, if you already mentioned Rashi, Aharon Rashi is the Shash Asit. Yayin me, Novim, that's the example. Mashma, that Novim you can't buy. So, Yayin me, you can buy.
So what's Rashi saying?
That's the kasher Shash asked. And he said elsewhere in Shas, we say clearly that Anopim are called prima prima. So it's our, he doesn't have an answer. Our and Rashi. But met our and Rashi, but Rashi wants the big
examples,
which are more extreme.
Or what's happening? He explained to us how.
Why does Rashi want to tell us
less? Well, Yain is already explicit.
Yeah, Rashi is not here to tell us Kedushim. We don't want to remember. Rashi is here to tell us Shabbos. Tosis is maybe tell us Kedushim. Rashi tells us. Rashi always tells us Shabbos.
He's explaining how one is being played. He's explaining how one.
Who tells you? Who first of all tells you? Because it's Yain and Shabbos.
Yeah, right. Why is it Yain? It's an example.
As he was saying, he wants to say, why not one?
That's why he explained all through
the March.
Okay, so that's why he said Shabbat afterwards. Yes,
very good.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay, I hear very, very good. He's saying the Gemara, the Pasuk said four cases.
Right.
And we're saying it's Prima Priya. Why is Yain Prima Priya? Because it is. It's Yain and Anobim. But in Anobim. Anobim as well.
Yeah. Very good.
So
of course.
Very good. Very good. It's in my mind. It's in my mind. It's possible. All right, very good. The Rishash Tazi has a question, but very good.
Yeah.
Got a good answer. Not chuyav to leave the Rishash's kashas as a kasha. All right, to be eager, but you're on the wrong way if you've got a good answer. okay, very good. Fantastic. Okay, what's the question with Mark? How can you tell me that kol is a rib? You see, it said twice the word bakar, and then he said it was a kol apparat, so it wasn't a rib. Answered the Gemara, Omri, bakar is kol, kol is rib. But if it says bakar is the kol, then it's trying to say kol apparat. If it says kol, it's coming to do a rib. Kol them, kol is coming to prove everything. Very good, okay. Ibo is saying another test. Kol nami kolaru. Emet kol kolus be klal. Mir high kol this kol on kol bentecho high kol dohocho ribuyehu. Why? Medahavad elemento obehentecho. In the first it says the verse just says obehentecho. So why in the second it says the verse we change it to kol bentecho? It should that medahavad elemento obehentecho kederse b'divrei shaynes. In the first it says the verse that's all it said. Because of overchol behemtecho, and yet in the second it says there is an added the word kol. Why they add a word different to the first one? Shmami no ribuye. That's right. It must be here. It's coming down here. Ribuye to include everything. Okay, very good. Clear. Now the Gemara says here between here and Maisa Sheni. The Gemara says first there is the chilchim bekoil or koil, and then we must know even if it first kol means also klal. Here, Kol doesn't. We've got a special Gilui from way earlier. From Shmois, the Gilui that they said in Yisrael, there's a Ben Tachon. And he says, Kol Ben Tachon, Gilui to teach us. What's it teaching us? What's the Gilui teaching us? Ribui, that's Ribui, include everything, even papers.
So the Kol, then that rule about Kol without saying but Kol is not as Ribui. That's Shat. And so now it's because we have this additional call here, and that's only
going to the second terrace. Yeah.
So first terrace still stand?
The Rambam normally passes like the second Ebay statement. There's two Ebay statements, the Rambam normally passes like the second one. Yeah, I'm not saying the first one thrown out, but normally we go with the second one. Okay. So, Mela, very good. Now, I want to ask, did anyone manage to read from here to the end of the two dots? Till the two dots?
Yes.
Okay, so now maybe you can teach it to me then, because it's some part here that I really am unclear about. Hashtag the Omeris Kol Ribuy. Now that it says Kol is a Ribuy, the Hemtecha Delibris Rishonis, the Shemachamai Delibris Achrenis Lomani. Now that we have a Chol, the Hemtecha tells you, Chaya and Oifois as well. So why on earth does it say Behema Behemtva in the first, it says the voice? And why does it say Shoy V'chamoy in the second one? It's not that for Shoy V'chamoy, it's everything. So why does it say Behemtva in the first, and why does it say Shoy V'chamoy in the second one? It says Chol Behemtva, that's, yeah. So.
Simple question, no?
Yeah.
I don't understand a word of it.
I couldn't get it.
All right. What do you want to say in answer to the first?
What?
The first sentence of the verse, I have to say something. What's that? What's your question?
Shouldn't the second is about. The question is, why did it say show the chavon on the second side of the verse?
Yeah, that would have been a very good question.
Is that the question?
But he doesn't ask that. Look at the Gemara again. Hash the lom is kolri buyu. Behem tachod the divri sir shoy nois. Meshoy v'chamoy divri sachrin is lomelim. Why didn't say behem in the first divri? And why didn't say shoy v'chamoy in the second divri? I mean, everything was called behem tachod. So I understand shoy v'chamoy. I don't have a question. Why say shoy v'chamoy? It's straight away out that v'chol behem tachod. It's not enough for shoy v'chamoy. So we don't need shoy v'chamoy. You can't ask me why the first sentence of the verse said behem tachod.
Aren't they being used in order to do the limud of the?
I'm asking a question.
First
one's an easy
question.
Because someone else is in the whole band of all. Can't tell me that he's not asking on
can I try to say what he's saying?
You can try as long as you're not admitting what he's asking.
I'm suggesting like that.
No, as long as your answer is going to be based on what he's asking from Behemoth. If your answer is going to be that he's not asking from Behemoth, then it's just going to be wrong. So you should go say it from people. Because of the Gemara, he's going to answer the Behemoth and this, the Shoy is done this, and what is done this. So the Gemara clearly is asking from Behemoth. And besides, they asked him. He did ask from Behemoth. You see, the answer also just in Behemoth. So that's clearly what the Gemara asked. So if you haven't answered the answer to my question, I'm very happy to hear.
Okay, can we just finish the I'm going to try to change. Maybe means what additional thing is he teaching us?
Additional. I had to say something. Because someone else in the chol is going to include something more. I have to say something in Behemoth. Say something.
I didn't have to say. Because
it said Abdechol. Let's ask again. Why say Abdechol in the first sense of the verse? It said Abdechol in the second sense of the verse. Why did it say as Yom Hashav is the kasha in the first sense of the verse? Is it Yom Hashav is the kasha in the second sense of the verse? It's not kasha. Because it means it was said in both the sense of the verse written. Then you got a question to Rigui. So we don't need to say shoy kol mechamorich. I hear it. You don't need it. You've got to read it. Say everything. But you had to say something in the first says the verse. What should they have said?
But you should have said something. You should have said. And the second set only came about because of the area.
Yeah.
Because
not the
area.
Well, yeah.
Why the first? Why did they call the kind from the first time?
Oh, that didn't catch it. It's
not. It's not. They say why the only way. Maybe that's what
the market. Yeah, but it doesn't answer it then. Because it said Behema, we need for something else. You come to what you're asking, Behema, of course you need it, not to tell us anything else.
But the real limud is called Behem, correct? That means every animal.
There, in Pashmashah, there was a real limud to tell us
this.
The same
number. The first time I should have said it correct. Why did it say Behem Tachah?
So you have the same guys, why the first one says Zach and the second one says Shabbat? They're Chilukim, which. Yeah, one said one difference. You said one way, one said you say second one, but I had to say what it said. You got a new question. Why not say more than that? If Ma didn't answer that, if Ma doesn't answer that, Ma said, you know why it's the end of us to teach us this. I'm saying you can't say the end of us to teach us this. That's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
These guys have been afraid of me a lot over the last week. And when you said you're really all the way here, I didn't know what I was going to do because it's like a basic question. And I was looking around, no one is asking questions in this question. No one's asking this question until the Siyat Shmaya on Friday Shabbos afternoon.
Shabbos afternoon, you get the Seattle Israel. If you come to Israel just to learn, it's a big finish, and you get Seattle Israel. I found the Yeshua. The Yeshua says that the question doesn't say that he shouldn't have said something, because of course it should have said the Hemtacha, that it should have used the word which is not limiting it to the Hebrews. Should have used the word that's limiting to other things, all animals, all type of Bali Chaim, or whole Bali Chaim, or Bali Chaim, or something like that. Why does it say Behemtacha? Behemtacha is a limit. And that's not true. Because not only Behemoths, it's also Ophos. So saying Behemtacha is a limit, which isn't true. Here, once we have the Joshua called Behemtacha, tell me all Ophos as well. So why does Torah use a word in the first says Libris, which is not true? Tell me Behemtacha. Not true.
It's true.
So don't use a word, but use a word. Now, I don't know what word would be to describe all by their time.
Why don't you step off?
Yeah, call them. I'm saying that. Is that
somewhere? You use them, it's not be here.
Yeah, it's better to know that that we should have rebuyim in both places. The question was. No, but the question is, and maybe that's what you meant, but then the answer has to be changed some. But the question is that you're using a word that's wrong. A behemdecha is a limitation. Which is wrong, because not Dafka Behemoth, it's Ophis as well. So you're saying you should have said Bechol Behem Tcha.
That's a terminology, but it's being used for the
Torah. Okay, maybe. Yeah. Bechol Behem Tcha or Bale Chaim or Mashpiz. Yeah, that's how the question was. That, now that we have Kol, it's wrong to say Behemoth. Because Behemoth is just saying Behemoth, it's not Dafka Behemoth. That's the question of the Gemara. Right? So, that's the question on the big part. At least we understand what the Gemara is asking. But we still don't understand a word of the Gemara is asking. Because a minute ago, actually a few minutes ago, because we interrupted with my question, so I didn't understand. But really, in the Gemara, a line earlier, what did Gemara say a line earlier? What's the voice aimer? Sure. The voice aimer. What's the voice aimer? It's the... That really call is really call is
call really call could be considered a call build a call prop
a club. Really call is a club. Really call is not really.
So why is it really? Because it's added and wasn't necessary to put in there. It wasn't.
Had we known it was added?
Because it wasn't in the first set.
Because it wasn't in the first set. Because the reason why I know this call is a rebuy, because in the first set it wasn't there.
Perhaps it's
the Gemara.
Yeah.
The Gemara is there. Ebay Sema.
Yeah.
Let's just go over it. Ebay Sema. Call Nami Kororo. Miro. Hi, call. But this call of the second ascent of the invoice, that's a rebuy. Why? With the habit in the midst of overhandable. It could have said overhandable. Could have said with the Rishay, you know, it's like it said in the first one, because of the call then, because this extra word is not only said. Because in the first sentence, it didn't say it. Shmami, no, read for you. Shmami, no, it's a read for you. And we have called then, train both of them, then it would have been like my Sashay, where we said, the call time is not Shabbat, the call, and Shatisha, the call, and Shabbat. Which just means read for you, the call, and the sins in the first sentence it didn't say God. And the second sentence did say God. Whoa! If so, we have no, that God is a rebuy. Next line of the Gemara is. So why does it say behavior in the first sentence of the voice? It says to be an interval the first sentence of to teach us that call in the second one is a rebuy.
That was the Ibai's name on. One of the first answers that we gave. That call is a rebuy. So go back to that answer that we gave.
So this, this question on the Gemara doesn't say I'm only asking about the first option because the Gemara's got another answer. The answer is coming to teach us something. That's the answer to the Gemara. This question is a question, a valid question, which we've got valid answers according to both the shekels of the Gemara. And it doesn't make sense to be the second option. Yossi, if you didn't have this question, because you had the question, you said, you're at the first option, I take my hat off to you and call it off.
Yeah.
But if that wasn't what you want, it's something to pedal on to. One line to the next. From one line to the next, it's nice And I learned this Gemara X years ago, and I learned this Gemara. My Musaf and the pressure on the side of the Gemara was, Toich Kidei Dibur, we said otherwise. There's no issue. We did one sentence. We just said that you need Behemcho and Bekol to be Megalitas and Bekol is a Ribur. No, also, so that might say Behemcho. Okay. Very good that you thought of such an answer. The question, I think, is stronger than that. Okay. But so this question is asked by the Marshal Madur Basra. It's not the Marshal, the back of after the Marshal is under the Marshal Madur Basra. And it's also asked by the Imam Shif. And they both say very similar answer that this is what Yossi told us last week. I told him, wait. They both say that if Hashem wanted to tell us a ribuy oifris, he wouldn't have used the wrong word in one place just to tell us a ribuy of oifris through the word b'chol. He would have told us oifris. If Hashem wanted us to know oifris, then you're not going to tell me the wrong word, b'chol, just to be megala afterwards. B'chol is b'chol means oifris. Just write oifris. Yeah, b'chol oifris. Why are you telling me b'chol b'chol? I know b'chol is a ribuy because I used the wrong word earlier. That you wouldn't have done. So if we use the word b'emtachol, besides teaching us the word, the lesson of kol, there must be a reason why Hashem wanted us specifically the word b'emtachol. Right? Let's just answer the question again. The question was, we need b'emtachol to be megale b'kol, that b'kol is oifris. The answer is that the Torah wouldn't work like that. If Hashem wanted us to know oifris, he wouldn't have used the wrong word in one place, just to be regarded and rebuild you from the word kol. Mm-hmm. Better to have written the ribuy in the parsha, clearly. Written out in the parsha of the second set of ribuys, rather than writing the wrong word in Yisroi, just to teach us the limbo that you don't make a deal from the word kol, and it says there is a shnia is to include the
ribuy. Isn't that how ribuy works, though?
Not in...
No, I'm saying that the idea that the Torah wouldn't use that word, I'm saying, why not? The Torah speaks in the normal way. And has a ribuy for unusual cases.
That's that thing with that whole study we're saying.
Yeah, for sure that's a word for airmail.
What?
Carrier pigeon. Can't sit down, Shabbos. You're working the bird.
That's
like working chickens, I mean, it could be working birds.
We're not right to write a word there which seems to be mute or extra, not correct. To be megala kan, yosa havelin etoya ligluya kan, beferosh haribu. The Torah is written clearly in second sense of Divrei, clearly the ribu, we're not going to shon teva mutes. You know, if you want to learn a deal from a bakal, then it seems a bit. Go like this, for it. You're on the so now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you behemoth, and it's not really right. The behemoth should be some tough behemoth. I'm going to tell you behemoth, to teach you Mikol means Eifers. Just write Eifers and finish. Well, what do you want?
But isn't also to include
the question in this question?
Isn't also to include Chayas and Tokadis?
Chayas included in behemoth anyway. There is a behemoth should be Chayru. So it included in that. Yeah, so since you included that. Okay, fine. Where are we up to in the Gemara?
Hashtag Dalmas Kari Goyu, the end of the Divisi Shaynais, the Shaykh Ahmed Divisi Akhin is nominee. Why did he say it? Hashtag. I'm going back to Hashtag. That's what the line in the Kosov, the Holy Antico. Hashtag Dalmas Kari Goyu, now that we say the College of Rebuke, come to include even Eifois, the end of the Divisi Shaynais, the word said by Behemoth, the first Divis. The Shaykh Ahmed Divisi Akhin is, and the Shaykh Ahmed in the second one. Lomani, why do you need to say it? It's not Dafka Behemoth, it's not Dafka Shoyin Chamoy. Omri, the answer, the Yeshiva answer. Shoy, Lagmuri, Shoy, Shoy, Lachasima. The reason why I said Shoy is to teach us that we can learn out Shoy, Shoy from Chasima. That two Chasima. And just like by Shabbos, Shoy means all animals, because they're whole. So too, by Chasima, although it's in the Sachsim, Shoy B'disho, that of Shoy means all animals. Chamoy, why do you say Chamoy? Lagmuri, Chamoy, Chamoy. The Pico. The teacher says, I mean, he says, Pico. Just like by Shabbos, when it says, Chamoy means all animals. So too, when it talks about Pico, you see an animal struggling on the way. And it says there, Chamoy. It doesn't mean Dafka Chamoy, it means all animals. What's the Behem Techo? Behem Techo, Behem Techo, Behem Techo, Lebelai. It does have a Behem Techo, a Shabbos, it doesn't mean Dafka Behem, it means all animals. So too, by Kelayim, it talks about being Sakhi Shoy Lechamoy, not Dafka Shoy Lechamoy, rather means all animals.
Which Kelayim is referring to?
There's two types of Kelayim.
Right.
One is what I just said, about working together with the Shoyin Chamoy. That's not Dafka Shoyin Chamoy of all animals. Also, breeding, crossbreeding. Yeah, although it says about being crossbreeding, Dafka a Behem Techo, it says with Sabi Kelayim, doesn't mean Dafka Behem Techo, it means all animals.
Has the road going to Frank and breeding in this case? Because the next question is about them carrying together with animals.
If anything, it has to be about breeding. Just noticing.
Because above, that's why I was asking. Because up above, it
has to be breeding. Because we don't use the word behemoth for working together. It's not a shoy bechamoya, but it says. Doesn't say behemoth. But the hemtchol is salbiya kelayim, there uses the word behemoth. So you're probably right. So it's going on the crossbreeding. Turn on the crossbreeding.
Yeah.
So the reason why it says behemoth, it says the reason why it says behemtcho is to teach us when it says by kelayim behemtcho, it's a bia kelayim is done like the behemoth. Even the three voices is to be bia kelayim. How do you know you mustn't work together with all types of animals? Show from Shabbos. Then it says shofar. So we learn from Shabbos just like Shabbos means all animals. So too, also working animals also means all animals. Now that you tell me that we learn all these Yisurim from Shabbos, now let's look in the Torah in Shabbos. Shabbos it says, you mustn't work on Shabbos. Right? It says, Avodah mustn't work on Shabbos. So if we're going to say that we compare it, all these halachot we learn from Shabbos, so just like it says, show on Shabbos. It didn't mean show. It meant all your face as well, but it also meant people as well must work on Shabbos. So too, when Emex is the word show in any of these halachas, it should turn out that including people. People also are included in that. Just like by Shabbos, people are included in the Issa Shabbos. So too by Kelayim, and so too by Mefroshet Har Sinai. People are also included in that. So Frank takes the thing, oh, Akashi, Hoki, I feel a lot of Nitsa. Even a person would be included whenever it's in the word Shoy, or whenever it's in the word Kamori, or whenever it's in the word Behema. Adam's included. If so, Allah, what's now? Why did we learn, by the way, if it's got a hey at the end of the word, it's Aloma. Why? Not Alma. Alma is with an Alma. Aloma. Aloma, now, why? Do we have a Mishnah that says, Adam Mutter in Kulam Nachroish.
Why did we have a Mishnah?
It's a Mishnah.
If so, why do we have a Mishnah? That's a question.
Yeah. Why didn't we learn in the Mishnah? You see, it's wrong, right? Why do you have a Mishnah saying Odom Mutin Kulon? Lachroish Vinimsha, you can take, you can harness a sling together with a ox to pull the plow during the week. Obviously, on Shabbos, you can on during the week you can. There's no Issachalayim. Why is there no Issachalayim? It says in the Pasuk Shoy, and included in Shoy is also Odom. All right, from Shabbos.
The word Adam is not included in the word short. It happens to be the pasuk that you're not a person can't work and a shirt can't work, but you don't learn the Adam out of the word short. It's listed separately.
Right. So we saw by also you learn that Eifesh from the word short. You learn that from the Chol Behemtachol. Since it says the Chol Behemtachol, the Chol told you Shabbos is not like it's also expanded also to Eifesh. The next word is expanded also to Adam. What's the difference? Both of them are not in the word show. It's a pasuk which is saying that whenever we have the word show, we mean machal, also oifos, and also people. So that's the question. So it should be also for a person to drag a plow or to pull a wagon together the show, and that's not true.
But the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says the Mishnah is giving us a chiddush.
Chiddush making the Torah, how can it be?
Well, it's not saying that.
Why not? Why not?
It's saying you might have, it's like a commercial. You might have thought they're out of being.
No, the last question was it is not you might have thought. You might have got Yehoki and other Mitzah. A person should be also. Look at Rashi Yehoki. Yehoki. See Rashi is? Yehoki. The Kelai Mishal is Yahpinon. Although Nami Mitzah, in Mitzah, the Kurdi Vegma, should be also for a person to put a wagon together with an animal. So Gabi Shabbos, Muzuk Behema on Shabbos, Galim Shabbos, he's forbidden just like a Behema. They say, Baham Tuchov, Baham Osho, Behem Tuchov. All included. So maybe just like a Shabbos, a Behem Tuchov is also, so too, should be also for Kerayim. That's the question. And then our question is, the Mishnah says not like that. So what's going on? And to resolve the Mishnah from the Joshua, which we just met. So the answer was, I'm a Papa, Papanoi Yodi Tamadahmes. Papanoi is, we'll see in the name of the place. There was a person from Papanoi who knew the answer to this. A man of Achab Yaakov lived in Papanoi and he knew the answer. What's the answer on a crow? In the says the Libris. Ashnias, it says the man Yanuach Abducho Bamosko Kemricho. It says the man Yanuach Abducho Bamosko Kemricho. Special drasha, Hikshesiv Lahanocho, Hikshesiv Lodidova Acher. Atoya says that that will be compared, okay, Eved to Shoy and all the other ones, were only regarding to Shams, regarding any of the other Melochis. Anything else, whether talking about any of the other ones listed here, there's no Issa of an Odom. He's not added in the word Shoy, he's not including also Odom.
Odom has his own set of
halachas of the right. Okay, so that's answer the Gemara. Says Rashi, Papanoim, the name Papanoi Shem Mokri. He was from Papanoi. Tamina Mashutofim in Babasa it says Dorish of Acha Bayakov me Papanoi. That the Sotter opinion of the Shem Shemayim discover. Top, you can look up the Gemara then.
Why did he say it that way?
Why did you say what? Just hang on, let's finish on Rashi. Lanochek Shesiv, Eved va Omar Lebehema. That will be a Makish Eved and Omar to Lebehema. That was only Lanochek. I'm learning Indian is Acher. The Hekesh. You see the word Hekesh, by the way? The Hekesh of Eved and Onan to Behema was only regarding Shabbos and not. Do you have a question now? How can it be that we allow a person to pull an animal together with, or to put a wagon together with an animal? Yeah, but then why not? Nothing wrong with that. The fact that we compared Eved to Behema was only regarding Shabbos.
Have we learned that person?
Because it says the man, special Tosefta's word, man Yanuach Abduch of Amos, or Kemoichon. The stress of Yanuach Abduch of Amos, we just already said,
the Abba Mosque mustn't do any work. So what's adding in the line of Noah, Abba Mosque, can you start to say, yeah, only for this. This is a special drosha for him, relevant for him. Abba Mosque are also on Shabbat, just like they need it. But other things, you can't compare them. It comes an interesting analogous here. If you see a person schlepping something on the way, he's carrying a load, it's hard for him. Do you have to help him? We know that the behemoth is walking along, and he's overburdened, and he needs help to reload. And you have to help, it's called Brika, you have to take it off, it's called Brika. What about a person? No, well, he's there, a din by person, you have to help them. Before we answer, I ask the question, before we answer, I don't want it from the book. I don't want it from wherever you had breakfast today or dinner. Based on what we learned from the Gemara, what does it say? What would be the halacha? Do you have to help somebody walking down the road who is overburdened with? Why not? Very good. That's coming from the sugya. Very good. The Gemara said that this din that we said today, showing includes all types of animals, that's only regarding chasimah, shayimah, other animals, but not people. Right, we said one of the examples of seeing another one, preaching is not referring to people. That although by Shabbos it was including people, that's Shabbos, the man in Noah. But regarding the other halachas in the Torah, not included.
Is that only if it would be a slave that we're talking about that's burdened by
no,
law?
No,
a fellow Jew that's.
Yeah. I mean, it's chesed.
So now the problem is that the Gemara Fresh is not like that. There's a famous Gemara in Bob Mitzia that somebody was walking down the road and he, I forgot the name, I don't remember the name of the person, I think and he saw a person carrying a load and the guy put it down and he said, help me put it on my back. And it wasn't covered for him. It wasn't, I might have wouldn't walk around carrying these sticks himself. So it was a commentary, and she said, listen, how much does it cost? How much does such a thing cost? He said, it costs, how much it was? 10, 15 shekels. He said, okay, it's 15 shekels. And then he was mafkarit. And then the guys always have hefker. So he was like, he said, give me a hand. So he said, how much does it cost? He said, 30 shekels. He said, okay, it's 30 shekels. So, and he was again mafkir, and again he saw he was about to be there, and he said, listen, I wasn't mafkir for you, I was mafkir for everyone else but you. And that's how he got out of it. So Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel,
Rabbi Yossi,
Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Shkir, and say, what do you see from there? Why didn't you just answer back? Why didn't you just answer back and say, Prika, to eat had nothing to do with you. Said, by animals, not by you. Why didn't you answer back? So what do we see from that Gemara? The mitzvah preacher, mitzvah dina, is said also on people. And how does that fit with Agamemnon here? Agamemnon here is saying that only the Gabe Shabbos we compare people to animals, not regarding other laws. That's the kasha which the Shitta recommends us there in Paris us. Check it was Rabbi Parent. Yeah, Rabbi Parent asked this question. No. So he answers, Rabbi Parent answers that Midrabon. That the Gemara that said that you had to do it was Midrabon. Minatoya, but met there's no chiyuv. Minatoya, the chiyuv is only on animals. Brika, Tehina, only on animals. Midrabon then expanded that also to include people as well. But that's one text. Another text is what Moshe said, but opposite what Moshe said, that there's a lot of pre-cantina, there's another lot of tzar balachayim. Pre-cantina is one din, but there's another lot of tzar balachayim. And tzar balachayim, on that was said on everyone. If you're in the tzar balachayim, you have to worry about the pain and suffering of animals, certainly you have to worry about pain and suffering of human beings. And therefore, some Yishayim Takalam, the Moshe Chinuch, then it's Minatayim, to help out a Yid who's struggling, Minatayim doesn't know where he's coming from, but But there's mizvechino chayim zechiyuv. So one shot is yes, the zechiyuv. The zechiyuv min atoya, not because of prika, but because of tzara. You see somebody suffering, you have to help them. That's a good shayla. And both answer, what's the source of tzara chayim? So one in the Gemara, and the Gemara there, one of the sources is prika. And that's a whole shayla.
It's a circular.
If it's a Shabbos of Yiddish, that's Mabinos. Okay, so you can get off because well of the Koyo. But if it's our Bali Chayim, how does the Koyo help?
How can my God help with Tzara Chayim?
Yeah, I understand. It can help for Shabbos of Yiddish because, you know, I wouldn't pick up for myself, I'll have to pick up for you.
Yeah. You might have asked me. You might ask me. You're Tzara Chayim, do I say, I'm going to help. So, Mark, so you just don't do this song.
All right, what's the question?
If it's Tzara Chayim, do I say, I have to help because it's not the Koyo. The special function. Well, I have to check out the other. I said, traveling while asking questions. Why can I be?
There's two differences here in this case, but
okay.
Big difference between in this case, in which the case is about the sale.
Yeah,
one is a rubber,
right?
And that's when he's being asked for help. He's being asked for to help somebody. How can he stay close to the shop? No, I should be a full shop. So he's getting out of the help. Number two is about the one. It's a mental insult. That's the right stuff, right? That's asking you for help. That was my shaft of Rika.
Well, that was one.
That's not
what I was saying. It's just about money.
You made a decision between the slave. You made a decision between the slave and the right.
He needs
to get home.
He needs to get home on these. This way. This is part of
it. I don't remember what answer to that question is. It's basically like, well, I'm a basement based. I'm a basement. I don't remember the answer to the kasha, but it's a fair kasha. So that is, it's true, there's a possibility of you. There's not going to be anybody that doesn't need to, even if you're also a parent. Okay, that's where we got to the two dots. We managed to get there. Tasis, Vaim Amar, Trout, the Furish, Tomish, and Rossi, Tamea. Metallic. Second taste on the page. The Gemara's going back. The Gemara suggested, now how can you tell me that it's coming to include Oifois by Shabbos? Maybe it's coming to tell me only Shoy and Chamoy because they're Metallic and Nevela. Maybe that's why. So what happened? It's coming to include Oifois. Maybe it's only coming to include Dafka. Things which are like Shoy and Chamoy, which are Metallic and Nevela. Tema says Taisa doesn't answer. Taisa got two questions, doesn't answer either of them. Tema in Cain, Prat, Lomeli. Why that need the Prat? If you're going to tell me, the reason why it says Shoyan Chamoy is to teach me that it's Matama Menevela, only thing which is Matama Menevela, the word Behema means that already. So Behemtacho things are Matama Menevela. So why that need to tell me, Prat, why do you need to tell me the Prat of Shoyan Chamoy? Just say Behemtacho. Every Behema is Matama Menevela. Right? So don't tell me Shoya and Chamoy because you already said the word Behi. You must be going to tell me something else. You must be going to tell me all Bali Chai. That's Tosis Kasha. Taming Kain, Prat Lomani, Rechlau Behem Tchonami, Siv. It's included in the word Klau, the Klau Behem Tchon. In the Klau, the big Klau, because in the Klau, Behem Tchonami, Siv, it's in Behem. So Tosis first Kasha, very stark Kasha. The Gemara says, now how can you tell me that Shoyan Khamer is coming to include the Oifais? Maybe Shoyan Khamer is coming to tell me only things are a time of Inavela. If that would be true, then I don't need you, because you just told me Behemtacho. Behemtacho means that, anything which is a time of Inavela. So I don't need you.
So it must be showing a chamayim and telling something else. Must be going to include oifes as well. Question number one. Second question, which is an even stronger question. For oif, so what do we have? We have behem tefor, and then we have shoyin chamoy. The habimin is that shoyin chamoy is coming to include. The habimin was shoyin chamoy is coming to include all bari chayim. All bari chayim. Then the said, no, maybe it's only coming to include things which are coming from the magen the master. Fake tesis, oif, kisha oimen, ma prat mefurish bari chayim. After all, Bali Chaim, and the Gemara said, oh, just like Shoyin Chamoy and Bali Chaim, so to all Bali Chaim, that's what the Gemara's Habimina was. There's what's the Habimina to include Oifos? Lema, the Klal Gufe, Memaitu. You can never have a Prat more than the Klal. There's a rule. The Klal is a wide thing, and the Prat is more limited. Klal is compassing everything, and a prat in the mind. Here the klal was behemoth. Behemoth means four-legged animals. Behemoth don't mean oifos. Behemoths are behemoths. So how on earth could we have a hamina that the prat of Shoyin Chamoy is going to include oifos? It's neged the klal. The klal was behemoth. Now it's in behemoth. And then you got the prat is what? Shoyin Chamoy. Shoyin Chamoy is going to bring it down, not bring it wider. It can't. Can it be more than the klal? Yeah, if I have, let's say, a classroom, I say, Kita Gimel are going to go to you. Kita Gimel are going to you. You're not going to start listing names. Those names are going to be from the Kita Gimel. But those names are going to be going on to you, but not from another class, because I'm saying Kita Gimel, so here as well. I gave a klal. I said, who's kichayim to Shabbos behema? Behema means four-legged animals, not oifos. And then it says Shoyin Chamoy. The Gemara said, why is it Shoyin Chamoy? Why is it Shoyin Chamoy? Ah, you know why? It's just like Shoyin Chamoy, Bale Chayim. So to all Bale Chayim, even oifos. How can it be? How can it be oifos more than the klal? The klal wasn't oifos. That's the two questions of the table. Question number one, Jason said, that I don't need Shoyin Chamoy because the word behemoth already tells me things that are coming with myself. And verse number two is how on earth do we have a hamina that Shoyin Chamoy can include even oifos, which is more than the klal. That's the kasha of tesis. Next tesis.
These are the question.
Yeah, two kind of things.
Because the Gemara leaves that option.
That's right. You know, very often tesis is going to be asked, it doesn't have an answer. It doesn't have an answer. But why didn't Jason bring this up to come up with an answer? But it could be. Prima Prima Gdubi Karka. Hakra Mashma, the Boko, the Tsoin, Iki, Gdubi Karka. Here in our Gemara is Mgor, the Boko and Tsoin, are called Gdubi Karka. Here you'll see, Jason speaks at the first, the our Gemara is telling us the Boko and Tsoin are considered Gdubi Karka.
No, I understood. I thought because they come from the ground. I'm saying because they eat vegetation. I think it's because they come from the ground.
Look at Shabbos, the fine given on the base. Jason, bottom, last place on the page. The tema, the Beikam, the Kedushin, Gabanoke, regarding Hanoka, Hanoka, you have to give to the Eved that he leaves. You have to give him, if we manic him, panic, tanic. Oma, the Bosik says, Dink, the Bosik, we go in, we go in, we go in, the Bosik, the Gemara says, the Ekos of Ramona Goyen, and in Justin Goyen, have a mini gidule karke in Bari Chaim like. And in Justin Goyen, I would have said that for gidule karke. And that's why, because we have one atzui. The bottom there, it said we have to give him, it said you have to give me gonho, me grepho, me tzuyho. So why does it say you have to give it from me tzuy? But had it just said for me, for the Goyen, you would have thought anything to grow from the ground. And not sheep. Because what's his kasha? In our Gemara, we saw that she's also considered to grow from the ground.
Right.
So it's a steer. Answers Tesis, it's all relative. Beish Lema. The Indian Dova Hayutin, Mamish Menoritz, Loim Hoshe, Beim Agdore Karka. Beim Arifkan, Yoisa. This is Tesis, it's all relative. The other pockets are also types of Gidure Karka. But you wouldn't be able to learn Bokensoin from the word Goyen. And it said the word Goyen, you wouldn't have been able to learn from there. Boker and Tzoyin. Because Goyen is the spitz, you know, the car, okay? Actually grows
out of the ground, and Bokeh and Tzoyin, they grow due to the ground. They're not growing out of the ground. So if he said Goyer, you wouldn't have known Tzoyin. So you had to say Tzoyin. But in our posse, which says Bokeh, Tzoyin, and one of the four examples by Max Hashemin, Bokeh, Tzoyin, Yain Shecha, since it says Bokeh, Tzoyin, Bokeh, Tzoyin, also the Dunin Karka, you wouldn't be in the Tzoyin from there. Things aren't the Dunin Karka, which are fish. Right? In Bokeh, Tzoyin, it's still considered a quasi Dunin Karka. So, very good. Okay, we got to the end of the Omen, Baruch Hashem. We have one text left, which is how we've been having to learn to get on Tuesday against Hashem. But in the meantime, you should learn it. In the meantime, we have the Erech 4 weeks, a bit less than 4 weeks, really, until, and we have to leave at least a week and a half to finish the last Omen. It's quite a lot of cases. I don't know how much of this is, but we have to leave a week and a half. So, we should say from Rish Chodesh, Av. So basically, a little bit before Yishrei Tzav is on Friday. So I guess from the Wednesday, from the Tuesday before Yishrei Tzav, we need to do Daf Nun Hei, which means that we have the Erech, 4 weeks, the Erech, to do a Chazar. And Chazar is from the Daf Testament base, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Daf, which means we need to do at a pace of a Daf and a week, a quarter or a Daf and a half, a week of Chazar. All right? So that means, it means to bear doing almost an omelet a day, which is a lot. So two-thirds of an omelet a day. Two-thirds of an omelet a day on Chazar. Gemara Rashi tells you, the biggest up is in a Chazar. Not to get bogged down on things and smaller points. The ikkar up on Chazar, the reason why we're doing it is to anchor down these sages. We've done to the whole of the body, and I want to anchor down these sages. We're going to have Bavish Yod, Bavish Zerabi, we're going to have Hevel, Chavota, anchor them down, get them clear about what we really learned. So you might get bogged down on a particular point. Kedai, okay, Panisara, maybe write it down. Friday Shabbos, you can try and work on it. The ink is to try and do the error, two-thirds of an omelet a day. The error to that long thing. It's really a bit less because we need to do 1 1/4 daf a week, right? So if you divide that by 5 days, if you have a proper seder, you could get away with less than 2/3 of it. But okay.
Starting from what way?
Salman Mentes on a base, the Mishnah play for a boy. Okay. So let's say by Tuesday when we have Shinex, it'd be good if you could all be at Tafnun, Mohamed Aleph, Mohamed Base, Tafnun, Mohamed Base, I'm around that, it'd be good.
What is your?
She will be on Tuesday.
So we'll do
tomorrow.
All right. Okay.